This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 378, How IELTS Challenges Your Engineering Brain.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show. Today, we help a student who feels that his life as an engineer is holding him back from improving his IELTS writing scores. Hey, Jessica, how's it going?
Hey, good. I went for a run this morning with five other women and like 10 dogs.
Oh, wow. That's a huge amount of dogs.
Everyone had like 2 dogs each just running around the neighborhood.
Sounds like so much. A big crew, huh? Like a big gang.
I think we scared some people that were like walking along the sidewalk.
It's the Women's March with dogs this time.
Totally. It's empowering. You know, it's doing things in like groups of strong women, you know?
Yeah,
like it's motivating and inspiring. I love it.
Absolutely. Did they have the Women's March in Portland? I'm sure they did.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. It was enormous.
Oh, yes.
Completely shut down downtown. The public transportation was like not running well because there was just too many people. And yeah, it was amazing. We took over, man. It was so cool.
Awesome. That's so cool. Love it. Love it, love it. Exciting time in politics right now. Not always exciting in a good way, but the people are, you know, getting educated on the issues and they're making noise. So that's good news.
I think, seriously, people are probably reading more newspapers and such than at any other time in our history, I feel like.
Yeah. We have to, right? That's it.
It's amazing. Yeah. Okay, we could go on about that, but we won't.
We'll get to IELTS. We'll get to IELTS. What's going on with IELTS today? What's new? What's the news?
We had a really good question from a listener about writing. I find this perspective really interesting, and I feel like a lot of our listeners are going to be facing these same challenges. So this is a really, really useful thing to talk about today. Lindsay, do you want to read his email and then we could talk about how to help him?
I do, but I don't have it in front of me. Would you copy it and send it to me real quick? And then I can definitely read it.
I'll just read it. It's so okay. Okay. So, this person says, my number one overall fear is writing because my mind is set to think as an engineer, which means bullet points and short phrases, one paragraph explanations. The fear is a general issue in my other languages, but English has turned out to be very important because I'm trying to immigrate. I already booked my 4th try on IELTS on the 25th of March. I always get a 6.5 and I need at least a 7. I've been practicing my writing, but the institutions that offer prep courses for IELTS are too expensive and the schedules I cannot follow. There's a few different issues in here.
That is so frustrating. First of all, we just want to say we feel your pain being at a 6.5 over and over again, right, Jessica? Yeah. I mean, that must be the worst thing because you're so close.
So close. And I mean, this is a common problem for high-level students. I've had a lot of VIPs, just this personal feedback, because at that stage, if you're like upper intermediate advanced, right? You can communicate everything. You're good. It is really difficult to push yourself to keep improving because you're already great. But it's learning to satisfy those requirements for a 7 or higher, which like we just did an episode recently about how the IELTS speaking exam is different from daily conversation. It's these sorts of things, just knowing how to satisfy the examiner really in the speaking and writing. So I think I can see why this is particularly frustrating for this person because having worked so hard, right, been educated as an engineer and you have that brain and then you only express yourself and communicate in certain ways as an engineer. And then like, how do you switch that up? How do you elaborate on that for the IELTS exam? That's tough.
Exactly. And to have the opportunity to go abroad, because I mean, you do have this amazing career, you could do it. And it's just a matter of getting past the IELTS. So we want to help our listener with this today.
Yeah, exactly. So, okay. The way that this affects your score, right? It's all about the scoring system. So if you communicate too directly, too concisely, it will affect your vocabulary score because so much of improving our vocabulary has to do with adjectives and adverbs. And this is in task one as well. And you would think like an engineer is going to nail task one, right? It's all about numbers. Yeah. But like you won't be able to get a high score for vocab unless you describe the numbers in interesting ways. And this person's probably not going to do that. Because it's not logical, right?
It's not natural. It's not logical. It's not natural. It's not the way this person thinks normally.
Exactly. Exactly. So what you need to do for task one, you need to have a one-page cheat sheet. Okay. We've talked about this before, vocabulary cheat sheets, a one-page sheet where you have all of the interesting synonyms and parallel expressions for, you know, increase, decrease, big, small, just like at the very least, those four words. Mm-hmm. And then you need to practice the sentence structures that include the adjectives and adverbs for the numbers, because that's the only way you're going to push that vocabulary score up. And then in task two, of course, vocabulary will be affected as well, but also cohesion, coherence, because you're graded on your ability to organize ideas logically in paragraphs, right? Like complete paragraphs. We talk about completely answering the question. And if you're too direct and your paragraphs are too short, you might not hit the word requirement, but then that cohesion coherence score is going to go down.
Yeah, because paragraphs are quite different from bullet points, right? If you're used to communicating in bullet points, you're really just going to say one key thing, one or two key things that are the most important. And that feels like efficient and good communication. So there's definitely some special thought that needs to be put into this for this student.
And as far as bullet points, I mean, this person might be a general training candidate, it sounds like. So in task one, in the general training letter, you still have to have paragraphs. If you put bullet points, that's an improper format and that does decrease the task score. So you can't do that at all. Bullet points have no place on the IELTS exam anyway. So you need to learn these templates, right? So for the general training letter, three paragraphs, one paragraph for each bullet point, completely describing it. And this is going to take practice for this person because you have to be creative in this. Mm-hmm. And it's not about just reporting facts that you already know. It's like this imaginary situation where you have to invent all of these specific and interesting details.
Yes. It reminds me of the time when with one episode, we actually did practice just inventing creative scenarios for the general training letter. And I struggled with it, even though, you know, I'm not an engineer.
It's tough.
But it was not easy to come up with very creative, kind of crazy situations or just innovative situations.
Totally. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not easy.
Yeah. Not easy at all. That was one of the funnest episodes for me. I still remember
you did a good job.
I remember like one of the details was like we had an asthmatic monkey.
Yes, I knew monkey. Yes, something about monkeys.
Oh, God. So what I would actually encourage this person to do is to read more fiction, read more science fiction, particularly because that's one of the most creative genres out there, but also, you know, any literary fiction where stuff is invented. These are other worlds, right? So that's really going to get those creative juices flowing, right? It's going to at least start those ideas.
Hey, lovely IELTS listeners. If you are ready to get into the 3 Keys IELTS Success System today, learn all the strategies and have 24/7 access to the creators, us, go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS.
Yeah, I wonder if also occasionally attending like an improv show would also get those ideas going. Yeah.
That's a great idea. Oh, I've always wanted to do improv. Have you ever done anything like that?
No. A lot of people do it though to kind of build like confidence and stage presence. There are lots of classes you can take. Yeah.
Oh my God. Whenever I have the time, I'm going to do something like that. Okay. So let's talk about the other issue in his letter. So he, in his email, he talked about how he's been practicing writing on his own, it sounds like, right? Because he says, the schools that do offer prep courses, they're too expensive. And plus, they have schedules that he can't attend the classes because he probably has work and family. And so obviously the answer is studying online with a flexible course that you could do on your own. For example, the 3 Keys IELTS Success System.
Exactly. I mean, that's why we built this course. That's why we were and continue to be so excited about it, because it's a new way of learning that fits into your schedule, guys. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you've taught in IELTS institutions before, Jessica. So it's not like, I mean, the instruction is going to be better than what you're going to get in most brick and mortar schools, guys. But it is cheaper for sure. I mean, we don't necessarily try to be cheap, but online learning is definitely more affordable.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Affordable and flexible. And you can research the people that make the course, right? We are very honest about all of our experience and expertise, our degrees and education. Like we know what we're doing. and you know us, right? And that's a huge difference between our course and other courses. You don't know if you sign up for a Cambridge thing or a Kaplan, whatever, online stuff.
Yeah.
You don't know who the instructor is. You're probably not going to even see anybody like quote unquote face to face, digitally face to face.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. It's just like, here's the material in practice. Go for it. But with our closed Facebook group, these students, there've been a couple students lately that have really kept me busy, because every time they are doing reading practice tests, and they don't understand an answer, especially true, false, not given, yes, no, not given, they take pictures of the passage and the question and they post it. And they're like, why is this yes? It should be no. I don't understand why this is not given. And then I can explain it, right? Mm-hmm. And that is really, you're not going to be able to have that anywhere else.
No, absolutely not. You don't know who is going to be answering your questions, if anyone. And we've just added a new option within the 3 Keys IELTS Success System, guys, which is the personal coach option, which is a package that not only includes our basic course and our strategies and our video lessons, but also includes time with Jessica online, getting feedback, doing a mock speaking test, all kinds of things that you guys have been asking for so long and that you need.
Yeah. So it's like, this would be perfect for this person, right? How to go from a 6.5 to at least a 7.
Definitely.
You know, those are often just personal sort of quirks and reassurance. Often with these types of what you need to do, you already have the intuition that you need to change this, or you need to try to do this, or like you're already sort of doubting some habits you have in your writing. It's just a matter of having someone who knows, who you can trust, tell you, look, yes, you're like, this is too many ideas. I know you have lots of ideas. You can't put them all in your essay, or, you know, like, it's really this, this personalized feedback that makes that last difference for that jump in the score.
Yeah. And I love how, you know, when you meet with people, Jessica, you're able to identify something that maybe they didn't realize that they had as kind of a secret weapon. Like, I think I remember there was a story of a student you met with who had this incredible set of vocabulary around a particular topic, and you suggested that she kind of steer her answers towards that topic. Do you remember who that? I don't remember who it was.
I don't remember her name. Yeah. But it was a student from Russia. And when she spoke about her work, she was a nurse. And when she spoke about that, her fluency
increased amazingly. Yeah. Her vocabulary jumped incredibly, and her pronunciation, of course, became more expressive because she was confident. And so we practiced that strategy of working in just something about work, being able to connect that to as many questions as possible, you know? So so she's speaking on a higher level more often.
And she must have seen a score increase. I mean, did we ever get the scores back from her? Yeah, great.
She got the scores that she needed, awesome. Right away. We had the VIP session, and then the next week she took her exam, and she got the scores that she needed. I know it was at least a 7. I don't remember 7.5, exactly she got, but she got what she needed.
Okay, that's great. Yeah, and although it sounds obvious in hindsight, it's definitely not something that she necessarily could have recognized on her own if she's just talking to a mirror or just practicing with friends, right? And so the value of just spending a little bit of time with someone who can guide you and pick out your special genius, the thing you can do to maximize your score. I mean, how cool is that?
Totally, yeah. And more, the VIP lessons the students are also requesting help with their study plans, to personalize their study plans. So, I mean, students realize the value in personalizing these things, right? And getting that feedback. And plus, you know, just as a last note of being able to talk to me in these lessons, you just need to get out of your head sometimes. Like, our students are practicing so hard, and it's amazing. And they can get out of their head in the Facebook group by talking to other students and myself. But the other way is this face-to-face contact where, you know, some of it always is just reassurance. Like, you are doing your best, you know, like, you can do this, you have these skills. And it's just like, just sort of calming them down. Like, you're doing great, you know, like, you have this.
I love that. So you can walk into the test center confident. I mean, that's the way you should be. Otherwise, you shouldn't be wasting your time on another exam. If you're still questioning, if you don't know much about the test, what the examiner's looking for, don't waste your money. You know, reschedule the exam if you can or cancel it. Don't waste your money, guys. Yeah,
exactly. The more time you have to prepare, the better. So for this student, I mean, this episode is not going to come out in time for this student to get much preparation before his exam. Yeah. So hopefully he can postpone, get into our course, do that 30-day study plan, hopefully the 60-day study plan. The more time, the better. And then really prepare for that 7. So guys, if you also have some of these similar issues and you don't feel like you can express yourself in the way that IELTS needs, it's about learning how to change that communication. And then practice.
Awesome. Love it. So important. Such a good episode. Guys, thanks for listening today. And if you're ready to get into our course, go on over to allearsenglish.com/KEYS.
There you go.
We're out for today.
Awesome.
That was fun, Jessica. We'll see you back here tomorrow.
All right. Sounds good. Have a good day, Lindsay.
Okay. Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again, and see you soon.